Welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. We are a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 340 days, Ukraine stands strong against the forces of the Russian invasion. Yesterday, Ukraine marked the anniversary of the Battle of Kruty, when in 1918 forces of the independent Ukraine People's Republic fought against overwhelming forces of communist Russia, trying to stop their advancement at Kyiv. Despite fierce fighting, Ukrainian troops lost that time. The president, prime minister, head of the parliament and other officials paid their respects to those who fell in this battle protecting Ukraine. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky informed that he held a regular meeting of the staff. According to him, the situation is very tough. Bakhmut, Vuhledar and other areas in the Donetsk region are under constant Russian attacks. There are constant attempts to break through Ukraine's defense. The enemy does not count its people and, despite numerous casualties, maintains a high intensity of attacks. In some of its wars, Russia has lost in total less people than it loses there, in particular near Bakhmut, said Zelensky. He stressed that this can only be countered by extraordinary resilience and the full understanding that by defending the Donetsk region, Ukraine's warriors are defending the whole of Ukraine. Zelensky said that Ukraine is doing everything to ensure that its pressure outweighs the occupiers' assault capabilities. And it is very important to maintain the dynamics of defense supply from Ukraine's partners, as the speed of supply has been and will be one of the key factors in this war. He believes that Russia hopes to drag out the war to exhaust Ukrainian forces. The president expressed gratitude to all units and to each warrior personally, who despite everything is holding their ground and repelling enemy attacks in the Donetsk region. Volodymyr Zelensky added that the Russian army has been shelling Kherson atrociously all day. Residential buildings, various social and transport facilities, including a hospital, post office and bus station, have been damaged. As of yesterday evening, there are reports of 6 wounded and 3 dead. 2 of the wounded are nurses. The president said that it is shocking that against the backdrop of such constant Russian terror attacks on Ukraine's cities and villages, Kyiv has to convince international sports bureaucrats of the Olympic Committee to refuse any support for the terrorist state. Later yesterday, Russia attacked Kharkiv with missiles hitting residential buildings. In the result of the attack, 1 person was killed and 3 wounded. Ukrainian tank crews arrived yesterday to the UK, where they will begin training on Challenger 2 tanks, reports LBUA. The UK plans to transfer 14 of these tanks to Ukraine. Ukraine has forbidden state officials to travel abroad unless on state business, reports Ukrainska Pravda. According to the State Border Guard, the ban applies not only to men fit for service, but to all men and women. Government officials, MPs, members of local councils, a number of other officials, prosecutors, judges, representatives of local governments can cross the border exclusively for the purpose of official business. At the same time, single parents are allowed to visit their children abroad in exceptional cases. It is also possible to receive permission for treatment abroad or in case of death of family members in foreign states. If you like what we do and would like to tip us, you can now do so directly to our PayPal. Check out the link in the description to this episode for more details. And as usual, you can subscribe to our Patreon. In gratitude for your help, we will give you access to a series of exclusive episodes on wartime life in Ukraine. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.